Ignorant. My name is Tam and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am, this is her.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
So I got fired probably about 3 weeks ago, and I just got a letter in the mail probably last Friday, and it was for unemployment, and I went online to fill out the paper, and then it told me to call. So I was just trying to see what I needed to do.
You're trying to file an initial claim, ma'am? I can file it. Can I have your social, please?
My social?
Yes, ma'am. Your social security number, please.
It's 772-38-2819.
Can you repeat your social, please?
772-38-2819.
You said 772?
Yes, ma'am. 38-28-19.
Can I have your first name, please, and spell it?
H-A-L-E-Y.
H-A-L-E-Y.
Yes, and then
do you have a middle initial?
M.
You said H-A-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Can I have your last name, please?
Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S.
N-A-C-H-I-S?
No. M as in moving.
Okay, ma'am. Spell it again, please.
M.
M as in man.
Yes,
M.
A. T. H. I. S.
T. H. I. S.
Yes.
Do you have any other name you worked under?
No, ma'am, just that one.
Can I have your date of birth, please?
4/8/05.
4/8/2005.
Yes.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Maiden name is
her unmarried name, if she's married. Her name before she married.
Davis.
Davis, D-A-V-I-S?
Yes.
Do you have a driving license?
Yes.
State?
Alabama.
The number, please.
101-816-27.
101-816-27.
101-816-27.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Do savings.
I need a routing number and an account number.
Okay, I'm just not walking out the health department, so let me get my car and I'll look at that for you, okay? So you need the routing number?
I need a routing number, ma'am, and an account number.
Okay. Okay, the routing number is 2621-837-49.
Routing number 2621-837-49. Can I have the account number?
Account number is 2. Oh, I just gave you that one. This one is 3020047.
Ma'am, I couldn't hear anything you said, ma'am.
Okay, it's 30.
Three zeros, or are you saying three and a zero?
Yeah, 3 and a 0.
Okay, 30.
2-00-2-00.
Okay, 30-200.
Yes, 4700.
30-200-4700.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your mailing address, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 639 Freedom Drive.
FREEDOM.
Yes, ma'am.
DRIV. Okay.
And then it's Enterprise, Alabama.
Can I have your zip code?
36330.
36330, and it's Enterprise?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. Okay. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
I just recently moved here, so probably. My regular one is 49 Raintree Lane.
Yeah, okay. Is this your resident address and your mailing address, which 639 Freedom Drive?
Yes.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
Can I have a primary phone number, please, for you?
334-237-4754.
Do you have a secondary number you want on file? I have 334-237-4754.
You can do my mom.
Okay.
It's 334-435-3172.
Okay. Do you have an email address you want on file?
Do y'all need it?
No, I mean, it's if you want to put it on there, it's up to you.
It's okay.
Ma'am.
I'll make the process here. No, ma'am, it's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Okay, I'm verifying the mailing address you created. 639 Freedom Drive, Enterprise, Alabama, 36330.
Yes, it's apartment B16.
Okay, let me go back, dog.
I probably should have told you that.
Apartment what, ma'am?
B16.
B as in boy, 16?
Yes, ma'am.
And you say your address had changed in the last year, correct?
Yes.
Do Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
Did I receive notification what?
Did you receive a TR certification, a TRA, a trade allowance?
The unemployment paper?
No, ma'am. It's a trade allowance when you're going overseas.
No, ma'am.
When was your last day worked, please? I need a month, day, and a year.
November 18, 2021 or 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably about 20-ish.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
12 or 13.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What do you mean? Like?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall with the union? Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your job title, please?
My old job title?
Yes, ma'am.
Coleman Worldwide. I was a claims adjuster.
You as an insurance claims adjuster, ma'am, what, I mean?
I was a claims adjuster, like, they're a moving company, so anytime something broke, they filed a claim, and then I had to adjudicate it.
You did what, ma'am?
Coleman's a moving company, so when stuff would break, the people would file a claim for their broken items, and I would have to adjudicate it. And basically figure out whose fault it was and file them back their money or decline the claim. Hello?
You said claim adjustment. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay, and is this Kaysen Culinary Services, ma'am, that you're filing for, or Coleman American? What company are you filing unemployment for, ma'am?
The one in Midland City.
Ma'am?
It's the one in Midland City.
I don't show me what city it's in. I need the company's name or the name of the employer.
It says Coleman Worldwide Moving.
I see Coleman American Company.
That should be it. That should be fine.
Can I have a phone number for them, please? 334-983-6500.
334-983-6500. Yes.
Can I have your employment start date, please?
Give me just one second. August 24th of 2022.
Ma'am?
August 24th of 2022.
Can I have your last day worked, please?
Eleven eighteen twenty-two.
And your city and state your work was performed in, ma'am?
With all of my jobs?
The job you Coleman American Companies, could I have the city and state you worked in with them?
Midland City, Alabama.
Did you receive any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And the reason you're no longer working, ma'am, quit, discharge, or other lack of work?
Discharged.
The reason for the discharge, ma'am?
How many days I missed or whatever.
Absentees?
Yes.
And your last day, right? 11-18-2022 was your last day of work, right? Date of your discharge was when?
Yes. 11-18.
And the reason you incident that caused your discharge was you had a lot of absentees.
Yes, excused absentees.
Excused absentees or unexcused?
They're excused.
Name and title person who discharged you.
Larissa Shore.
Who?
Larissa, L-A-R-I-S-S-A.
L-A-R-R-I-S-S-A.
Just one R.
L-A-R.
L-A-R. I S S A.
And what was that? Alyssa Rutt?
Schuler, S-C-H-L-U-E-R.
Who?
S-C-H-L-U-E-R.
And what was her position, ma'am?
The person over all the claim adjusters.
She a supervisor?
Yes, the supervisor.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges of had a lot of absentees?
They were all excused by her, or they had.
Ma'am.
They were all had the okay by her, but other than that, they had excuses.
Any prior warning for same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Nothing. She told me I was fired and so I left.
Ma'am?
I said nothing. All she told me was that I was fired and so I just left.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Ma'am?
What'd you ask?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
That's fine.
Your temporary PIN number, ma'am, is going to be 1905.
1905?
Yes, ma'am. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for you for work with the Alabama Career Center, ma'am. And your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Do you happen to have an updated resume?
Yes.
Okay, you can go with alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume.
All right.
Okay. Failure to do this will result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits, ma'am. The unemployment calendar week that begins on Sunday ends on Saturday. You should call your weekly certification in each week. You have Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. The number you should call is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Okay, you call that in every week, but you do not call on Saturdays. You make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week.
Okay.
Right. An information booklet would be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacting regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Mathis, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
Ma'am?
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
You too, thank you.